Okay, today Teddy suffered a significant knee injury. We don't know the extent of it yet. He's going through tests over at the hospital. And as soon as we find out the information, then Eric Sugarman will release all the details of what he had done or what the injury was and give you full details. Okay? Questions?
Mike, what did you see from your vantage point during the play?
Actually, I was looking downfield. I watched it on tape. It was a non-contact thing, it looked like to me. So it was a freaky deal.
Mike, do you have a timetable yet for how long you expect him to be out?
I don't. Find out more information as we get going. We'll let you know tonight or tomorrow. As soon as we find out what the extent of it is, we'll let you know.
Does the possibility exist that this is a season-ending injury? Is that
possible? Yeah.
Mike, did you talk to Teddy?
I just talked to him when he's coming off the field. I've talked to his mom a couple times, just try to update her as what's going on, and just the best we can.
What do you say to your players, and how do you get them over this?
Excuse me.
What do you say to your players?
Today is a disappointing day because the number one thing is Teddy's such a great kid. He's, everybody loves him. They were disappointed, and I didn't think we were going to get much out of practice today. So we'll get back in here tomorrow, and we'll get back to work. We're not going to stick our heads in the sand. We're not going to go tuck our legs. We're not looking for excuses. We're going to go out, and we're going to fight like we always do. We got some great football players on this team, figure out ways to win football games if he's not here, and that's just what we're going
to
do.
Did you get a chance to meet with the team in entirety?
Yes. I talked to the team, yes.
Mike, what was the immediate concern to get the ambulance here? Was there swelling? Was there some other concern to make this such an important thing to get him to the hospital quickly?
Eric is in charge of all that. He told me his guys handled it great. He wanted to make sure that the number one concern anytime anything like this happens is the welfare of our players. And if it would have been anybody else, we'd have handled it exactly the same way.
Mike, based upon that initial diagnosis or what they're able to see on the field, is there any hope he plays this season?
I don't know. It doesn't look good right now.
Mike, if you have to go for any stretch without Teddy, what's your confidence in Sean Hill to lead the team?
I have confidence in Sean. I think he's played great this preseason. He's been in two-minute drills. He's done a phenomenal job. And the thing we have to all remember is this is about the team. This isn't about a one-man deal. We all feel terrible if it is significant, real significant for Teddy. But this is about the team. We have a good team. We have a good defensive team. We have our offensive line is much better. We have good receivers. We have is maybe the best running back in the NFL. So this is about a team, and it's about us trying to figure out ways to win football games.
Mike, you've had the experience losing a major piece of your team, obviously with the Adrian episode. What do you draw upon to kind of prevent this from really hitting the psyche of the club?
Brian, I keep going back to I've talked to Coach Parcells a couple times today. I've talked to in spirit, I've talked to my dad, and he always found a way to do it, and so we're going to figure out a way. We're not going to stick our heads in the sand, and we're going to figure out a way. So everybody can count us out if they want, but I think that'd be the wrong thing to do.
What was Teddy saying when you talked to him coming off the field?
He wouldn't say much. I just told him hang in there. And we hope the best for him.
Will you guys look to pick up a veteran-type quarterback very soon?
I don't know. Rick and I have been talking about it, so we'll continue to go. When we know more information about Teddy, then we'll go from there.
Any chance of bringing someone back? You just let him go, but, at least
knows. Okay. There's a chance. We've got a game in 2 days, so.
Mike, what information do you have just on Teddy's condition right now, just in terms of whether he's stable and everything after being rushed to the hospital?
Well, they sedated him, and they are putting him through. He's in MRI right this second.
Can you tell us where he was taken?
I don't think that's. Let's let the kid. He is a great kid. Let's let him get healthy and get taken care of, and let's not deal with all this stuff, please. Okay, I'm just asking because I love this kid, and our fans love this kid.
What do you say to him on the field?
I just told him, hang in there. We're with him. Hope for the best.
Players obviously reacted to it really strongly out there. When you see that, what, you know, what if anything do you make of it?
You know what? They would have reacted like that if it was probably anybody but me.
Mike, how do you handle the reports? A lot of the players love Teddy as a person and admire how he plays. So it's one thing saying we're going to be next man up and we're going to not put our heads in the sand, but how do you as a coach physically make sure that, you know, they're grieving a loss today and right. then taking it and moving forward positively?
That's right. You're exactly right. You know, it's tough today, but tomorrow the sun's going hey, my wife passed away 7 years ago, right? It was a tough day. The sun came up the next day. The world kept spinning. People kept going to work. And that's what we're going to do.
Do you give Sean a lot of opportunities on Thursday night? Does that change how you go about
it? I don't know. We've talked a little bit about Thursday night, but we'll talk more about that as coaches tomorrow.
Can you afford to play him on Thursday?
I don't know, Mark. We'll discuss all those things. I mean, I have an idea what I'm going to do, but...
I guess John Sullivan, can you just talk about releasing him and how tough of a decision that was for you guys?
Yeah, well, it was tough, but we tried, you know, we're always going to try to do what's in the best interest of the football team. We thought that Berger played good all last year. He thought he had a good preseason. We rotated him every single day, and from our grades and the way we graded things, we thought that Berger was better.
Sean wavering at all before that second preseason game, and was it helped by how he played in that game?
I don't think so. I mean, I think he played good in the first preseason game too, and played good in, you know, the second preseason game against a pretty good defensive football team, and you know, he played good the other day. So, you know, he didn't play many plays, but he got us in the end zone. So, no, I wasn't really wavering.
Time for two more.
If you think Sean is the guy that does get the job, how much confidence do you have in him?
Well, I have confidence in him. I have confidence in this football team. And to me, it's still about the football team. So if Sean is the guy, we're going to figure out as coaches, we're going to try to figure out the very best way we can beat the team that we're playing that week. And however we have to do it, and if it's running the ball 65 times or throwing it 65 times, it doesn't really matter. We have a good football team, and that's what we're going to do.
Mike, you talked a lot of times about your dad kind of teaching you about finding a way no matter what he had in front of him. Is that kind of the thing that you draw on the most right now?
Yeah, if we're going to find that's our job, find a way. No one's going to feel sorry for us. No one's going to cry the Tennessee Titans or the Green Bay Packers, or we can go down the schedule. No one's going to feel sorry for us if that's the case. So I'm not going to feel sorry for us either, and I'm not going to let this team feel sorry for itself. It's time, you know, we're going to, like Dawn said, we're going to grieve today and upset about it, but, you know, it's more about our feelings for Teddy and him as a person and getting better than it is about anything else. It's, you know, Teddy's a great kid, and he'll be back as soon as he possibly can if it is real bad. But we're going to keep fighting. We got, you know, we can talk all we want, but we got guys in that locker room like Everson Griffin and Harrison Smith and Brian Robinson and Anthony Barr and Kyle Rudolph and Adrian Peterson and Matt Khalil and Berger and Fusco and Andre Smith. I mean, I can go down the line, and I'll take him with me in an alley anywhere.
Can you think of a situation, Coach, that you've been in since you've been a coach where one of your quarterbacks went down and you had success, or maybe you didn't have success? Any parallels?
I think each year is different. I just, you know, each team is different. You know, think about the St. Louis Rams or the Baltimore Ravens or the New England Patriots. So there's a lot of... Oops, sorry, I broke somebody's thing. I should have done that earlier. you know, there's other things to draw from. Okay?
All right.
Thanks. You.